Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are some of the basic elements of financial planning? Let's go in-depth with Devin Reimer with IntelliSense. Where are you from, Devin?
Atlantic, Iowa.
What brought you to Pella?
I met a Pella girl, went to college at Drake. So shortly after I got out of school, I moved to Pella.
She convinced you to come here?
She did.
Was it a tough sell?
Not really. I had a good friend in college that was from Pella, and so I was introduced to the town before that.
And you do investment work, counseling, trying to help people plan for the future?
Yeah, we do. I would call our work more in the area of financial planning. A lot of times an investment plan is the outcome of that, but we're just trying to help people get from where they are today to the future.
And your company is IntelliSense.
That's correct. Yep.
And is it a big company, nationwide,
sure,
franchise? How does it work?
Yeah, I would say we have desires to be a national company. The company, in fact, is about 40 years old, based in Albert Lea, Minnesota, has done business in the Pella area for over 30 years. And then we, in our company, we merged with IntelliSense last summer. But we have a business plan to take kind of the business nationally. Right now, I would call us more Midwest. We've got a nice presence in Kansas City, a growing one in Texas, a good presence in Minnesota, an office in Colorado, and one in Washington State. But that is growing before our eyes.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, that you share this from the simple fact that, to me, watching a little television or reading newspapers or anything, it seems that people doing this kind of planning are everywhere already, but it sounds like there's still openings.
Sure.
For business growth in that
industry.
Yeah,
I think IntelliSense has always been kind of on the cutting edge of providing advice and benefits at the employer's work site. And the trend now is, in that kind of industry, is helping soon-to-be retirees assess where they're at with their retirement plans and get them into retirement. And I think we're also finding, too, that the employers have a big vested interest in this. So think about we're probably all aware now of the cost of health care, and the cost to an employer of a 65-year-old is far more expensive than the cost of maybe carrying a 30-year-old family. So there's all kinds of benefits to the employer and also to the employee, and that's who we work with. And, just getting retired and having fun and enjoying, you know, friends, family, and grandchildren. That's what we try to help people do.
Is there a conflict between trying to advise a company and their employees, or does it all just sort of work together?
Well, there are some regulatory points that we've got to make sure that we make everybody aware of. But this is becoming more common just because employers are, they realize they've got a big investment in their employees, and part of that investment is helping them get to the next stage of their life.
Let's just say that I'm somebody that is seeking your services. Let's say that I'm an employer and I've got, 15 people. Am I too small, or do you look for bigger companies?
We would work with a company that size. I would say the typical employer that IntelliSense works with in the Pella area is a little bit bigger than that. But if that were the case, if any size, we would first of all go in and do an assessment of the employee base. And if we're talking about, what I'm referring to is the concept of financial wellness, we would assess kind of where their employees are kind of in their financial lives, and then set a goal for the company to hopefully make that better. And there are some industry standards that we can kind of compare, let's say 401k balances to, you know, for the company average, to others, to the industry average, and kind of help the employer, you know, kind of assess where the employees are at. And then we would put together a multi-step plan to improve on those results. That's probably at a minimum a 6 to 12 month investment by the employer, because hopefully over that time they're going to see some results. And then the final part of it is just measuring their results, seeing, you know, maybe better savings rates by the employees, getting maybe positive feedback through the HR department. That's what we try to measure six to 12 months after the program's been implemented.
And but you would work, you work with much larger firms too.
We do, yes.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about financial planning with Devin Reimer with IntelliSense. Okay, so is there ever a time where somebody like me, just an individual, comes and says, hey, you know, can you provide me with some advice?
Yeah, absolutely. That was our core business, the one that we started 8 years ago. And we do that kind of stuff every day. What that would look like is typically the first meeting is just a conversation, much like you and I are having, about, you know, each other and our families and our goals and things like that. And if there's an interest or a need, then we would get a lot more detailed. And that's typically a series of 2 to 3 additional meetings. And then the big thing is, after we're kind of done doing the planning and perhaps we implement something, is that we continue to stay in contact and do work on your behalf. Just going away is not in the cards for us. We want to be a part of your family life, I guess, going forward to help you get, you know, where you are today to where you want to be.
Is there ever times where you say, hey, Bob, you're not doing a very good job. You really got to shape up, and here's what you need to do. Do you have to be more, delicate with people's feelings?
That's where a little bit of both. Occasionally, the clients that we work with need the tough love that you're referring to. But we're not afraid to just, because I think our job is to make kind of a neutral assessment as to what we see and what we think it should look like. So it's our job to, I think, point out errors or, bad practices when we see it. And it just kind of depends on how firm we are, with the client.
Well, you need to establish some kind of a relationship of trust.
You do. Yep. So that's, that could be complimenting them when they maybe change their habits and do the right things. And the flip side could also happen is maybe correcting them when we see something that we don't like.
Do you ever walk into a company and try to help them and say, man, it's a disaster here. Do you ever encounter disasters?
Oh, absolutely. I would say we probably encounter more disasters than we do, good situations. But that's typically when we're called in.
You've got to right the ship.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we enjoy riding the ship.
So there are people out there, employers, that are just over their heads? Is that it mostly?
I would say the whole, a couple things on that. The whole concept of retirement plans is it's a more difficult business or proposition to the employer than it used to be. It's also expensive. The employer incurs, expenses when they put a plan like that in front of them, their employees. Secondly, all these other benefit programs that the employee now has to choose from. Health insurance is a big deal now. It's far more expensive than it used to be. There's disability decisions or long-term disability decisions the employee has to make. Vision, HSAs, flex spending accounts. It's a very much a very complicated kind of choice that you put in front of the employee today compared to maybe 20 years ago.
Well, yeah, it's like you need an accounting degree to even figure out what's going on.
That's probably a true statement, yeah. So, a lot of moving parts.
Well, and I keep hearing as we move to more of a gig economy, I guess, sometimes they call it, or employers just saying, hey, I'm just backing off of this. We're just not going to offer these kinds of plans anymore. Am I right? Is that increasingly?
Well, I think maybe in a more normal labor market, you'd see more of that. But, good, solid employees, hard workers are hard to find. So in our view, it's kind of hard for an employer to do that in the market that we're in.
Okay, so they need to offer those kinds of packages.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so that's good news. So what I'm reading about nationally isn't happening locally?
I don't think it's happening locally. And I think I heard the state of Iowa's got, the fourth lowest unemployment rate in the U.S. right now. So I would say it's happening at least in Iowa as well.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about financial planning with Devin Reimer with IntelliSense. And so this is all complex stuff. Let's just say that, I'm at one firm and everybody's trying to, sometimes they're hiring the same people over
sure.
and over and seeking, or people might have options for several jobs in town.
Yep.
How do the employers that you work for sell this financial incentive retirement package? How do they differentiate themselves from another employer? Is it easy enough that you give them those tools to make
yep.
that job offer?
Yeah, I would say there are tools, let's just say a firm that's working with us, that we're able to provide the employer access to that they can in turn give to their employees that are very unique. There's a couple things. One of them is an application that an employee can put on their phone that aggregates all their stuff. So all their savings accounts, their 401ks, all of that stuff can in real time show up on their cell phone, and they could at any point in the day, look and see how their accounts are doing. That's pretty unique. So we put that in the employer's hands. There's also some assessment tools that I mentioned. I think a high level mentioned it, but helping the employees kind of figure out where they're at personally with some assessment tools. That's also unique. And then just all the other things that we're able to do. Training, we can do one-on-one training. There's so many things now with video training that you can do and the internet and things like that. So tools like that we also put in the employer's hands as well.
So are there basic elements of a financial wellness plan that everybody needs to think about?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the employer level.
Well, or either. Let's touch on the employer and then let's get to the employer.
I think the first, after the assessment is made, so you can say the assessment, whether you're an employer or employee, you got to kind of figure out where you're at, right? And then the second step for everybody is getting organized. So from an employee's perspective, it's just inventorying all your stuff so you can kind of know where it's all. You'd be surprised the number of people that can't put their fingers on all their stuff, like all their statements, know where everything's at. That's a big next step for the employee. And then the education part. I mean, that after you kind of do that, the employees benefit from that. And then we obviously need the employer's help to keep that top of mind, to their employees.
Characterize, a day that you thought that was a great day. Characterize what happened during that day when you went home feeling like you'd really helped somebody.
Yeah, I would say I had one last Friday, actually. We do a lot of financial planning, and that involves, typically some software and some reports. And that kind of stuff is only valuable if it gets a client to either do something or quit doing something or to become more relieved that, they're going to be okay. So this particular client last week was more the latter. I think we're able to show them that for the next 5 to 10 years, that was their planning horizon. If we do a couple things, their income is going to be fairly certain. And that got to them to a stage in their life where there's some other things that we were going to bring in. But to get them more comfortable with the next 5 to 10 years. That was my good meeting last week. And you could just feel it. I mean, you could just feel the sense of relief when you finally get there with a client. And that's what we're in this business to do.
Thanks to David Reimer for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.